This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other diplomats have been killed in protests in Benghazi. Religious extremists stormed the U.S. consulate there. A controversial anti-Islamic video posted on YouTube was the catalyst for the attack. That has put YouTube and its owner, Google, in an uncomfortable position. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute. David Gross used to coordinate international communications policy for the U.S.
Generally, because the volume is so great, they cannot monitor this on a real-time basis. So they wait until people either complain or corporations complain or groups complain about it. Then they look to see if it has violated their terms and conditions, and then they take it down.
Or they don't. It's a very subjective process. Andrew McLaughlin led global public policy at YouTube. He says companies have new power when it comes to speech.
We are living in a very strange era where legal and constitutional free speech protections we enjoy are always asterisked because they're being implemented by private corporations.
That can make the relationship complicated between the government and companies like YouTube. David Gross says what the U.S. government should do right now is stand up for free speech.
We should not be unduly influenced by the mob actions of others.
A spokesperson for YouTube says that the company won't comment on individual videos, but if flagged content doesn't violate the company's community guidelines, it'll remain on the site. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.